Thank you.
All right. We will continue down the list of proposals here. We'll move to number 6, non-resident one-day fishing license. And we will have our wildlife director, Tom Kirschman, join us again. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Ask you to pull up PowerPoint.
Bear with me 1 minute, Madam Chair, as Chris is going to pull up the short PowerPoint to go over this. This would be the agenda item number 6 on your agenda and within your booklet. And just put together a short PowerPoint presentation with a few slides just to help illustrate the conversation and what we're looking at here. And then we'll try to answer any questions that you may have as commissioners.
Ready?
Yeah.
You just gonna go for me.
So the PowerPoint that we want to share with you today has to do with non-resident fishing license options. Currently under our structure in South Dakota, somebody that's coming into our state to go fishing has 3 license options available to them: a one-day, a three-day, and an annual license. You can see the different costs there of a one-day, three-day, and an annual. And then you also notice the column there of habitat stamp. The three-day and the annual also require the $25 habitat stamp for a non-resident, and then shows you the total cost. The reason that there is not a habitat stamp fee associated with a one-day license is when the habitat stamp was created back in the legislative session of 2020, there were a few exceptions that were included in that statute. And in specifically, I highlighted in green here for you, should you purchase a one-day hunting or fishing license, the habitat stamp is not a requirement. So as we talk about this non-resident fishing license, a one-day would not be required to purchase a habitat stamp. Okay. To give you an idea of the number of one-day fishing licenses, put up to a 10-year history here, going back from 2013. You can see going across there from 13 through 19, pretty much a status quo of a little bit of fluctuation on any given year. But basically status quo. And then when we got to 2020, which was also the COVID year, correct? And people were trying to get outdoors, do things outdoors. But that was also coinciding then, beginning in July of 2020 is when the habitat stamp would have gone into effect as a legislative item. You can see the number of one-day licenses from that point through 21 and 22 has almost doubled. And you can see how that spiked there on 2020, 21, 22, and now in 23, we're seeing the same type of thing based on the number of one-day licenses that are selling. To give you an idea of where these one-day non-resident fishing license are being sold in terms of the individuals, our very talented and skilled GIS staff put together a thunderstorm map, if I may call it, for the years of 2021 and 2022, just highlighting where the majority of those folks are coming from. And the blue indicates sparse, and then as you get into more of the yellowish and green, you can see that's where the higher number of folks are coming from. And so to no surprise, that Minneapolis area, Omaha area, Sioux City area, Denver area are very typical locations where a lot of these folks that are purchasing one-day non-resident fishing licenses are coming from. So I just want to give you a little bit of an example to articulate what's happening within this license. So when you look at the non-resident one-day fishing license, I'm going to use the 2022 as an example. The column in the middle, the count of CID, is the count of unique individuals buying one-day non-resident fishing licenses. And then obviously the third column there is the total licenses sold. So for example, if you go down to the row that has 6, there were 6 of the individual. There are, in the count of unique individuals that bought 6 licenses, there were 43 individuals. and 43 individuals bought 6 one-day non-resident fishing licenses for a total of 258 licenses. So you can see the number is very high. How many people would buy one? How many people would buy two? How many might buy three? And then it precipitately drops off from that point. Go ahead. So when you look at that, one interesting point, because of the habitat stamp requirement, of the 25,707 unique individuals, a little over 22,000 unique individuals never purchased a habitat stamp, i.e. that's a net result of about basically 12% of our non-residents who bought a one-day license purchased a habitat stamp. So it gives you an idea that the majority of those folks, they weren't buying any other type of license, whether it was hunting, fishing, and they were just purchasing those one-day residents, and most of them, 88 to 90% of them, were never obtaining a habitat stamp because those were the only type of licenses they were purchasing. So what we did, after looking at some of that information, put together some scenarios and looked at the option of what would happen if the one-day non-resident fishing licenses was no longer an option. The three-day license and the annual would be the two options available for a non-resident angler. So if you just look at the one-day license, based on the number of individuals from that 2022 example, the one-day licenses that were sold, that brought in, from a fiscal standpoint, a little over $600,000. We ran some multiple other scenarios. What if individuals only purchased three-day licenses? What if individuals bought, some would buy three-day, some would buy annual fishing licenses? What if we had some scenarios where, because you removed that one-day license option, what if we lost some people that just flat out no longer purchased a license, but still split them up between a three-day license and an annual? So there's some assumptions built in there, but of the multiple scenarios that we ran, what we estimated would result in probably anywhere between a $500,000 and a $1.3 million net increase from a financial or fiscal standpoint if the one-day non-resident fishing option was removed. Next slide. So what would this look like, and how would you move forward with this? So the concept of removing a one-day non-resident fishing license, it technically does not have to go through the rule promulgation process because we're not changing any administrative rule. The fishing licenses that are available, that's exactly what we are. No different than administrative rule, we have multiple big game licenses that are available and at a certain cost. It's just a matter of which licenses are available on a given year based on management, financial, whatever circumstance you're looking at, whether what licenses are available. So this would not actually have to go through the rule promulgation process. It would be more of a conversation, an administrative decision, whether it would be offered or not as a option of a license for a non-resident angler to purchase. So hence why we're bringing this forward to you now. We look at this as an opportunity moving forward. There would still be two licenses available for a non-resident. Again, a three-day and an annual would be the two options. When you look at the resident fishing side of things, we have two licenses available for residents. There's a one-day and an annual. I would offer to you in comparison, the one-day licenses are very minimal, oftentimes only in a couple hundred to 500-600 on the resident side, because most people in South Dakota are either buying an annual fishing license or they buy like a combination license, which is another license option available for residents only. So it's a matter of informing the public. Should the commission agree with this recommendation that we're bringing forward, wanted to bring it forward here, have the conversation, collect input, and make a final decision at the October meeting. Should you then approve that, we would then go into the implementation stage of where we would adjust the licensing system, our fishing handbook, the website, all those different places that articulate and show what fishing licenses options are available. Again, this would not be any type of a fee increase, but it would certainly, from a fiscal standpoint, generate additional dollars that we would use for fisheries management, fishing access, fish production, all the important things that we do on the aquatic side of the Wildlife Division and within the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. In fact, this morning on the tour, when you looked at some of those aquatic projects, those are the types of things that some of these licensed dollars are used for. And ultimately, the end result is opportunity for both resident and non-resident anglers to participate in our great recreational opportunities that we provide in South Dakota. So it would not be a fee increase, but it would be adjusting which licenses would be available for an individual to select from. And again, should that be the decision to move forward, our implementation would take effect December 15, which is the beginning of the new license year. December 15th in our agency is when we start the new hunting fishing licenses, and that's when that would go into effect. So, Madam Chair, that's a quick summary of the concept of the removal as, and I say remove the option of the one-day fishing license for non-resident anglers, beginning with the new license year starting December 15. There is an action sheet, and I call it an administrative action sheet. Again, it's not the same as doing rule promulgation, but create a sheet with that information in there so that we would put that out there for people to see, provide comment on, and then have a final decision at your October commission meeting in Deadwood in respect to this. The one last thing that I would turn your attention to, if you would go on that administrative action sheet, turn to the back side, there is a table there that has numbers from 2021, 2022, and then 2023 as of July 31. So you can see again the number of one-day non-resident fishing licenses by the unique individuals and the number of licenses sold. You'll see that bold line that I have under line number 3. Again, the reason for that, when you look at it from the habitat stamp requirement, you could purchase right now 1, 2, or 3 licenses without having to do the habitat stamp and buy 3 individual licenses for a, I'll say, less finances from you as an individual versus having to buy the 3-day and the habitat stamp. And so there's no coincidence that the number precipitously drops off after the third row in terms of buying 3 one-day licenses. Certainly there will be, I would anticipate, lots of comments that we would receive on this concept and removal of that option, probably likely from some non-resident anglers that come to South Dakota on an annual basis. I think it is important to also understand, though, whether we're talking about fishing licenses, hunting licenses, whatever it is, 9 times out of 10, the license part of your trip is probably the least expensive item that you have included in your trip to the great outdoors, right? Between gas, lodging, food, all those other things certainly play a big part in that as well, equipment that you might purchase. So, Madam Chair, I will turn it over to you and your fellow commissioners to try to answer any questions that you may have and would ask for your support in moving this forward for further discussion.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. Any questions on the proposal that we have before us, which would, beginning with the 2024 license year, which actually will start in December 15th of 2023, remove the one-day non-resident fishing license option. Any questions or comments at this time? Director Kirschman, what do we know about our surrounding states and what options they have in terms of 1, 2, and annual license?
Madam Chair, it's a great question. So we did look into surrounding states as well. Not all, but many of surrounding states have a one-day option. There are some states that have a 2-day option. There are some that have a 3-day. Obviously, many of them have an annual. I think it's also important to keep in mind some of the states do not have a year-round fishing season like we do in South Dakota. So anybody that does, whether you're a resident or non-resident, purchases an annual fishing license. Annual is just that. It is year-round in South Dakota. So it is difficult to compare all of it apples to apples because there are some nuances in license types in surrounding states. But yes, there are other states that do have one-day options as well. And again, though, we also look at it from the standpoint of if that option's not there, because we have a year-round fishing season, the quality of fishing opportunities that we have in South Dakota, whether it's up here in the Northeast where we sit today or on the Missouri River or in western South Dakota, and the variety that we have, even with that type of change, this is still a destination place for fishing opportunities, and we would still anticipate multiple people taking advantage of our great resources that we have.
Could you just talk a little bit, when, as a department in your division, when you're looking at making changes, what were some of the things that stuck out in this that you decided this was one of the reasons we would bring this forward? Was it just because of the low number in those one-day licenses that were being sold? Was it looking at the finances moving forward?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I would say it's a combination of several factors you just described. Interesting enough, as I was driving here yesterday and thinking about this topic, I can recall several conversations over the past 10 years of conversation of whether we should or should not retain one-day licenses. And the reasons is primarily from that financial piece of it, right? Of does it make sense to have that one-day option, or does it make better sense to have a different option of just going with like the three-day? I remember back, even way back in 2014, one of the last times that we did the cost of license adjustments, and that was a conversation piece of whether to retain it at that time. So it's not a new conversation, number one. Secondly, looking at all the different things that we have going on in an agency, with number one in the Wildlife Division of habitat and access being our number one priority, and that means both terrestrial and aquatic side, right? And so from the aquatic side, we have all of our habitat and access, our boat lamps, our piers that we saw this morning. We have our hatchery system, our production system, where additional license fee revenue coming in helps us bolster those efforts to make sure that we have those opportunities out there. So certainly there's a fiscal component that plays a part of this, but it's also of how can we best raise those revenues to do more of what we're trying to get accomplished, to provide more opportunity for our users out there. And this was one that came out very clear to us as one that needs to be considered and looked at. Just knowing that the fiscal impact that it would have would help us and give us the ability to do more of what our priorities are within the agency.
Very good, thank you. Any other questions? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling here. Director Kirschman, would it be safe to say that these individuals who, non-residents who come and purchase a one-day fishing, are actually here longer than just one day? I mean, if they're coming from that distance, it would be safe to say that they're actually here longer and doing more amenities that we offer?
Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling, I would certainly say that there are many circumstances that is the case. They're here than more than one day. Are there individuals that might be here just for a day or just have one day as an opportunity? Possibly. In many cases, I believe that folks come for a weekend or an extended weekend, so that three-day would fit those types of scenarios very well. I also believe that there are individuals that come multiple times throughout the year, and so in many cases, maybe an annual is a better fit for some individuals, right? And when they do come, they can stay for an extended period of time, whether it's a long weekend or whatever it might be. So certainly a lot of people come for weekends or multiple days, but I'm sure there are instances where there are individuals that it would be a one-day opportunity.
Any additional questions or comments? I know originally I was unsure where I wanted to go with this, and after hearing some of the information that you've presented today, in both regards to the low numbers and being fiscally responsible as we look to our future and providing updates for our anglers, I think this makes sense. I think it's a good proposal, and I know I would like to support it should we have a motion to do so. With that, we do need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Bartling.
Second
by Commissioner Cole to support the proposal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? The proposal is adopted. Thank you, sir.